Wayne LaPierre, Executive Vice President of and spokesman for the mighty American gun lobby, the National Rifle Association, has an almost cosmic sense of timing. In 2007, at the NRA's annual convention in St. Louis, he warned the crowd that today there is not one firearm owner whose freedom is secure. 2 days later, a young man opened fire on the campus of Virginia Tech, killing 32 students, staff, and teachers. Just last week, LaPierre showed up at the United Nations Conference on the Arms Trade Treaty here in New York and spoke out against what he called anti-freedom policies that disregard American citizens' right to self-defense. Now, at least 12 are dead in Aurora, Colorado, gunned down by a madman at a showing of the new Batman movie filled with make-believe violence. One of the guns the shooter used was an AK-47 type assault weapon that was banned in 1994. The National Rifle Association saw to it that the ban expired in 2004. The NRA is the best friend the killer's instinct ever had. Obviously, LaPierre's timing isn't cosmic, just coincidental. As Shakespeare famously wrote, the fault is not in our stars, but in ourselves. In other words, people. People with guns. There are an estimated 300 million guns in the United States. One in four adult Americans owns at least one, and most of them are men. The British newspaper The Guardian reminds us that over the last 30 years, the number of states with a law that automatically approves licenses to carry concealed weapons provided an applicant clears a criminal background check has risen from 8 to 38. Every year, there are 30,000 gun deaths and 300,000 gun-related assaults in the U.S. Firearm violence may cost our country as much as $100 billion a year. Toys are regulated with greater care and safety concerns than guns. So, why do we always act so surprised? Violence is our alter ego, wired into our Stone Age brains, so intrinsic its toxic eruptions no longer shock, except momentarily when we hear of a mass shooting like this latest in Colorado. But this too will pass, and the nation of the short attention span will quickly find the next thing to divert us from the hard realities of America in 2012. We are, after all, a country which began with the forced subjugation into slavery of millions of Africans and the reliance on arms against Native Americans for its westward expansion. In truth, more settlers traveling the Oregon Trail died from accidental, self-inflicted gunshot wounds than from Indian attacks. We were not only bloodthirsty, we were also inept. Nonetheless, we've become so gun-loving, so blasé about homegrown violence that in my lifetime alone, far more Americans have been casualties of domestic gunfire than have died in all our wars combined. In Arizona last year, just days after the Gabby Gifford shooting, sales of the weapon used in the slaughter, a 9mm Glock semi-automatic pistol, doubled. We're fooling ourselves that the law could allow even an inflamed lunatic to easily acquire murderous weapons and not expect murderous consequences? Fooling ourselves that the Second Amendment's guarantee of a well-regulated militia be construed as a God-given right to purchase and own just about any weapon of destruction you like? That's a license for murder and mayhem. And it's a great fraud that has entered our history. There's a video of which I'd like to remind you. You can see it on YouTube. In it, Adam Gadon, an American-born member of Al-Qaeda, the first U.S. citizen charged with treason since 1952, urges terrorists to carry out attacks on the United States. He says,
America is absolutely awash with easily obtainable firearms. You can go down to a gun show at the local convention center and come away with a fully automatic assault rifle without a background check, and most likely without having to show an identification card. So what are you waiting for?
The killer in Colorado waited only for an opportunity. And there you have it, the arsenal of democracy transformed into the arsenal of death. And the NRA, is the enabler of death. Paranoid, delusional, and as venomous as a scorpion, with the weak-kneed acquiescence of our politicians, the National Rifle Association has turned the Second Amendment of the Constitution into a cruel hoax, a cruel and deadly hoax. I'm Bill Moyers.